Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to CropMetcalf.com to join their team. And with the temps they're going to be creeping into the 90s, may want to have Crop out to the house to give your AC a little look-see before the weekend
Did you have
hits.
Your ACs on yesterday? I assume you did.
I did, but I also have my windows open.
I had mine set at 75.
I mean, it's just abnormally hot. It's kind of weird.
Felt pretty comfortable.
Okay.
What would you have yours at, 70?
72.
Okay.
I like my house to be like every indoor football stadium, 72 degrees.
Yeah, I was at 75.
Perfection.
Was fine. Now, this weekend, it might have to go down to 72.
Well, this is the weekend where it's going to test your machine. It's going to test your...
Well, my new one will be fine. It's the old one, the original unit.
It's the old hoopty.
That I could see breaking this weekend, and that will make me salty.
Right.
Because then I'm going to have to call Crop, and they're going to have to come out and look at it and maybe temporarily fix it. And then I'm going to have to call my home warranty company, and it'll take them 3-4 days to get out there.
Right.
And it'll be a pain in my butt.
D'Angelo Hall would call that unit the Ron Rivera of your AC units. He would say it's kind of old.
Kind of old and crusty.
It doesn't really adapt to what's going on, you know, around him.
Good segue.
D'Angelo Hall was a guest with B. Mitch and Finley yesterday. He had some interesting things to say about the coaching staff there in Ashburn. Let's hear some of the audio.
To me, as a whole, you know, I thought the defense underwhelmed. I think offensively, you have to be able to push the ball down the field. You got to scare defenses. You got to scare DBs like me. And watching this offense, I saw no one scared of it. And you have the players, you know, obviously it was not having Curtis out there all season. But even not even incorporating in De'Ami Brown into the offense, the guy that you spoke so highly of. And so to me, it's a lot of things that I kind of point to, and I'm just like, I got to see it. I mean, I personally need to see it, because as much as I love Ron as a person, I've always thought his coaching resume was just kind of average, guys. And I know this is going to make waves, me saying that, but it shouldn't. It's the truth. You look at what they've done in Carolina. You look at how he got here. You know, you look at Cam Newton and if he ever really developed as a quarterback, no. And so it's still so many, you know, it's so many question marks I still had. Just as a guy who eventually wants to be in the job of picking head coaches to run my organization, you know, those just are kind of some of the questions that I always raise, man, no matter what hires or, you know, kind of what happens throughout the course of the league.
Yeah. I'm wondering, would he be going as hard as he is? And he's a guy that usually speaks his mind. I mean, D'Angelo Hall, we know that about him. Would he be going so hard if he wasn't a part of the radio broadcast any longer? Like,
yeah, what happened? Like,
would he be criticizing them if he was still calling games?
I guess he wouldn't be going in so hard on Ron and the organization if he were still calling the games with Julie Donaldson and Bram Weinstein, I believe, is the and he's been replaced by London Fletcher.
So you don't think he was?
Was he replaced or did he?
I don't know if his contract ran out. I don't know the inner workings.
Did
of
he
that.
Decide I just want to bail and I want to do more like NFL stuff?
No idea.
NFL Network.
Haven't talked to him.
Like, does he have an axe to grind against
Maybe.
That front office. So
you can't tell, well, you can't tell me he wasn't critical of the team calling games when they were playing poorly. I'm sure he was.
I'm sure.
Now, but being critical of the coaching staff and right. like the front office, that's a little different, I guess. But I don't know.
Look, as far as his criticism of Ron goes, it's not like it's the craziest criticism either. I think everyone likes Ron personally, right? Everyone does. But if you look at his resume, I've counted this three times. He's had three winning seasons and eight losing seasons as a head coach. It's actually kind of jarring when you look at it. Now, his three winning seasons, two of them in particular, were really good. You know, 15-1, 12-4, and 11-5.
Yep. I mean, a 15-1 is just
15-1 is ridiculous. Yep. And then that's when Cam was he MVP that year? We played at
I would
MVP
guess he had, would
level.
Have to be the MVP yeah. that year. Yeah.
But hey, Drab, when you look at that, it is kind of jarring. Now he's still got an overall winning record. He's 90-82, based largely on that 15-1 season. Yeah.
Well, that's why he feels all the pressure heading into year three here. He knows those numbers.
Would you bet he only had three winning seasons out of
11?
Well,
I knew that.
3 out of 11.
Well, I knew it was something like that.
So he was 3-5. Was he 3-5 in Carolina? Was he there 8? And
yes.
part of a ninth?
I don't know. One, two, three, four, five. Yeah. So one, two, okay, three, four, five, six. No, six. Six lose 9 years there.
Yeah, but he was fired in that ninth.
He was fired at 5-7.
All right.
So 6 losing seasons, 3 winning seasons. You know, I mean,
well, they did this weird thing where they were like not good 1 year, then really good the next year, and then really bad, then really good.
They did that over like a 6 year period.
Yeah. There wasn't a lot of consistency.
12-4, 7-8, 15-1, 6-10, 11-5, then 7-9.
Yeah.
Listen, I think what he's saying is fair. I think it's fair.
I think it's fair too. It's a big year for Ron, even though, unless they are just atrocious, they're not going to fire him. You know, if they're right around 500, 7-8 wins, whatever, don't make the playoffs, doubt they'll fire him. But it's a big year for Ron. It's obviously a huge year for Carson.
Right.
And it's a big year for some of these defensive players.
I actually think he's going to be okay this year.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Based on.
I know. You predict the playoffs.
I don't know if I'm predicting the playoffs, but I'm predicting like 10 wins. If that gets us to the playoffs.
For Ron's legacy, he needs a winning season.
Yeah.
Otherwise, sure. I mean, he's gonna go down as a coach who had like 4 or 5 winning seasons and 12 or 13 losing seasons.
Not that many guys get 11 years coaching and only have 3 winning seasons out of it.
No.
It's actually kind of shocking.
He gets extra time here because the franchise has been in such a bad place for basically 30 years. He's given a little more wiggle room to try to turn it around. Other cities might not get as much rope.
He's saying, so what is his overall
criticism?
And of course,
he went to the playoffs one of those years where he had a losing record.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, year one. Yeah.
So is his overall criticism, no, he did that in Carolina.
That's what I'm saying.
And here.
Well, obviously here, but Carolina he was 7-8-1.
So even though he's only had 3 winning seasons, he's been to the playoffs 5 times.
Correct. But 2 of those seasons were with losing records.
Yeah. Yeah. So D Hall's criticism is, hey, when you look at Ron, everybody likes him personally, but you know, coaching, you know, record wise is just kind of eh. And then he says he didn't really develop Cam. I don't know how much of that is on Ron.
The D Hall quote that jumped out at me was when he said, quote, "I just feel like when I watch this team, it never freaking evolves. It stays the same. If you were successful doing something instead of trying to go back and figure out what we did that worked, what we didn't do that didn't work, we just stay status quo and think, all right, it's going to be as simple as it was."
I don't think they do that. They definitely look at what works and what doesn't work. They're into the analytics.
Sure. And
I don't think that's fair.
Ron's not dumb. He knows that the offense has to make a big step forward. That's why he spent $28 million to bring in Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
They know they have to get better on offense.
Right.
If Ron doesn't realize they have to get better on offense, he should be thrown overboard immediately.
Yeah,
and replaced with somebody that does realize that.
I'll say I don't think that's fair. They're not just trying to maintain the status
quo.
Right.
They're not trying to win 7 games every year that Ron is the head coach.
No. He's kind of set the bar himself for this, the third season.
Absolutely.
Being the make or break kind of year.
He has. And it's almost like he peaked really early because, you know, they hired him, and then, of course, they drafted Cam, number 1 overall.
Mm-hmm.
And Cam, you know, maybe he was just indefensible back then in those in that 2013 and 2015 year when Ron Rivera was coach of the year, by the way.
Right.
He won that award twice.
Well, Cam was in his prime, and Cam's right. physical skills were like nothing anybody
that,
had ever seen.
The NFL has never seen that. That's what right. I'm saying. It was kind of indefensible because yeah. the NFL didn't really know how to handle that.
Yeah.
A 6'5 quarterback who could also run.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like he almost kind of peaked too early, and they didn't get better after that Super Bowl year and eventually got worse, and then he was let go.
Well,
because teams figured out Cam Newton.
Right. And also,
and he also had injuries.
Yeah. This is just a huge year for sort of the whole kind of referendum on Ron as a coach in this league.
Absolutely.
It's just, it's a huge year for him.
He knows he can't have another dud year. He yeah. just can't afford it for his coaching resume.
I don't think he's going to, Cakes. I think I like the addition so far. Do you like this roster better than you did last year?
Better than last year.
And that's including with Fitz.
Yes, well, I think, of course, yes.
Of course, because you upgrade a quarterback. You have to, like, if you upgrade at the most important spot
in all
sports.
No, I'm saying including Fitz. Like, at this point last year, you were so high on Fitz.
I was irrationally high on Fitz.
Right.
Yeah, I like having a guy who's 10 years younger than Fitz. Yes.
Yes.
Just that
I like it better, not by a wide margin, but I like it better.
I like it better. You like it by a wide margin better offensively, I think. I mean, the Dotson pick, I think, is going to be huge. I think it's going to be a very,
Dotson,
very big
Samuel,
pick.
Dotson, let's Samuel see.
Samuel being healthy.
I'm assuming Samuel's going to be healthy.
Yeah, let's say so, Samuel's yes. at like a 90% or something.
So you're adding a better quarterback.
And then adding another.
And two other receivers.
Another running back.
Again,
you're
a rookie,
adding
yes.
some depth at tight end position.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, offensively, I don't
love it by a wide margin as much as you might. I just don't. I think it's going to be better. I don't think it's leaps and bounds better.
I think
than
it's going to be. What did they average points wise last year?
It like wasn't 20? Fantastic.
High maybe 20? High teens, maybe. I don't know.
I'm going to guess like yeah, probably like close to 20 per game. That might be generous.
That sounds right.
They should be in that 24, at least 24 range.
Ooh, that's a big jump.
That's a huge jump.
Big jump.
That would be fantastic if that's the case.
I think they should be. And that might even still only be in like middle of the league, right?
24 mid-pack? Middle of the league? 24 might be closer to the higher part of the league.
19.7 points per game.
Yeah, so they averaged 20.
They were yeah. in the same neighborhood as...
Where did that rank?
Exactly the same as the Denver Broncos. They were just... ahead of both the Lions and the Falcons, they were about 22nd, 23rd.
24 gets you to Titans, the Titans right. range.
Right, so where does 24 rank?
For, 24 based on last points year. Per game? Then yeah. you're in
top 10.
Titans, Vikings were at 25, Niners 25.1, yeah. Eagles 26.1.
Yeah, so
even though
talking,
EB thinks Jalen Hurts stinks, they average.
I do.
They average 7 points more. They average a touchdown more per game.
Well, they had a better team. I don't think their quarterback is better, but that's just me.
So I think if you're going to get to 24, 24, 25, you're talking, that's playoff. Those are playoff teams that you're talking
yeah,
about.
Like the.
Besides the Vikings.
The Rams scored 27 points per game. Bengals, 27 points
you
per
mean
game.
What's the top? What was the top?
The top five are Dallas at 31.2 points per game. Mm-hmm. Tampa, 30. Buffalo, 28.4. Chiefs, 28.2. Chargers, just a shade under 28 at 27.9.
Right.
That's elite, Valdez. Your favorite word.
Well, we're
elite
definitely...
offensive production.
It sounds nubby. But we're definitely going to be at least in a 22 range. We're at least 2 points better.
22 range was... That's where the Ravens were, 22.8 points per game. And the Raiders scored exactly 22 points per game.
Okay, maybe that's a better... guesstimate.
Maybe that's what you want to aim
maybe that's
for.
A better guesstimate. No, right. I like to aim for 24, but
24 would be amazing.
Yeah, but maybe 22 is more realistic. There's no way we're going to score the same amount of points as we did last year. We have more weapons and a better quarterback.
Improved by
we're going to score more points.
Improved by 3 points per game. It gets you to 22, 23.
Yeah,
that's what you should be aiming for.
Yeah,
I mean, I'd like to aim for like 30 points per game, but I'm greedy offensively.
Of those
well,
teams,
then they also have to get better defensively because defensively their points allowed was near the bottom.
I think their defense is a bigger issue.
It was near the bottom.
For sure. For all the hype, I think I have way more questions about the defense than I do the offense.
Let's see. Defensively, they allowed 25.5. That looks like they ranked about 26th in the league, roughly. So
that's my question. I'm pretty comfortable with what the offense is going to do. I think the offense is going to be fun to watch.
Fun to watch?
Fun to watch. Yep. I think they're going to sustain some drives. We're going to score some points.
Mm-hmm.
Our quarterback's going to make some throws we haven't seen in a long time. But defensively, don't know.
I hope you're
big
right.
Big question mark.
When we come back, we'll get some updates on what's happening at the PGA Championship. And don't forget, we'll have a chance for you to win a pair of tickets to see Bill Burr at Capital One Arena before the show is over.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Would you guys like an update on what John Daly did post-round after the PGA Championship yesterday in Tulsa?
And he was, what, tied for like 70 or something after the first round?
Plus two after the first round.
Two over, something like that.
All right. In the hunt. In the hunt to make the cut.
100%.
After the first day. I mean, I assume today he'll shoot 80, but.
Yeah. But, yeah, he was. I mean, he didn't throw up all over himself. All right, so if you would have told me yesterday, hey, I'll let you take John Daly in the head-to-head over Tiger.
Right.
I would have said, how much money you want to bet?
Sign me up.
Right.
Get me in the mix. So
no, hold on, but you got to set it up for people that are just tuning in, what he did during the round.
Oh, during the round, he consumed 21 cigarettes. I think it was 12 Diet Cokes. And according to Valdez's research, 9 bags of peanut M&Ms.
Mm-hmm. It was 6.
6 bags of peanut M&Ms. So that was
during
the
round. I
just
had one. It's delicious.
That was during the round.
Mm-hmm.
Post-round, very on brand for John Daly. There's a picture of him dancing with the one-armed bandit with a Diet Coke and a pack of Marlboro Reds on the ledge right next to
the slot. He loves, is that a casino?
He loves to throw the cash
right here.
Oh, my God.
Big-time gambler.
He's got the sandals on.
Does he have every vice known to man?
It's probably why he's fun to hang out with.
I would assume so. Pretty much does. He's got them all encapsulated in his one pick here.
Hmm.
He's got a bunch of bills in his left hand, and he's actively feeding the one-armed bandit with the right.
Did he have an autobiography where he talked about how he's lost like $10, $20, $30 million gambling? Remember that came out? Or that was reported?
I think so, yeah.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was in a book or where that came out, but he's lost, I think, over $10 million gambling.
Well,
like Barkley, Phil, Daly, the biggest D-gens that we know.
Jordan.
Is there
Jordan lost a bunch.
Is there any chance the woman that is sitting next to him knows who John Daly knows. That's John Daly.
It doesn't look like
I'm going to guess she's just oblivious. Doesn't know it's one of the greatest golfers ever.
I mean, could it be his girlfriend? And she's just not paying attention?
Maybe. I mean, she looks very disinterested. She probably has no idea who he is.
All right, so today is a big day. Obviously, I have to tell you, I do like Rory. Now, yeah. I'm going to root for him.
He's easy to root for.
He's easy to root. There's literally nothing not to like about the guy. He always says the right thing. He's always truthful. You always feel like he's honest, insightful.
The only time I dislike him is when I take him in my pool or I bet on him and he three putts.
Right.
And that's happened a lot.
Yeah, then you hate him.
Especially in majors.
Well, so, you know, I think he's got a great, I mean, obviously he's put himself in an unbelievable position. But I'll be honest, the first thing I want to see is how is Tiger going to react on day two here? So yesterday was pretty awful for Tiger. Clearly the leg was bothering him, but he just was off, right? I mean, if you look at where he was statistically after the first round, Tiger was 143rd in shots around and strokes gained around the green. He was 118th in strokes gained tee to green. Like the best category was, he was 55th in strokes gained putting.
Mm-hmm.
He just was awful. So he needs to do everything better today to be competitive. Valdez keeps talking about how windy it is. He said it's like the winds are like 40-mile-an-hour gusts.
Right now.
Now, he's claiming that that's going to quiet down in the afternoon, which would be great.
It will. They just did a whole graphic on it on ESPN+.
Right, so that would be
great.
But
he still has to hit the ball in the fairway, and he's got to make putts. He can't be in the rough.
I know, but the condition in terms of wind is a lot easier afternoon than morning.
That is true.
So that could be helpful.
The field will, in terms of, in relation to par, the field has a harder time in terms of playing to par.
The afternoon wave
in the morning
score should be better.
Which was flipped yesterday.
Correct.
They played to about two over, maybe two and a half over in the early rounds.
Correct.
Three and a half over in the later rounds. So that might be flipped. But Justin Thomas is currently one under today.
He's already one under through first hole.
Through two, and he's just one back of Rory. Everyone's talking about Rory, obviously, from what he did yesterday. But Justin Thomas, who's also PGA champ, he's right there.
And by the way, I'm a huge Justin Thomas guy.
Sure.
I find him really likable.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I follow him on social, too, and he's a great follow.
EB, actually, this weekend, you're a big Chef in Hideki guy.
Yeah, I don't think those guys are really helping me out. I'm out on them. I mean, Chef, I love, whatever. Took him, but I think did he fish one over?
Yes.
Yeah, so.
But again, he played in the afternoon yesterday, and the wind was, he didn't hit the ball that bad. Just the wind.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm not saying he sucks, but I mean, this is not his tournament.
Well, I mean, he's right there. He's not going to win.
He's
probably not. I mean,
so
the odds are against him. But
for that pool is winning. What did Hideki shoot?
Hideki was two over yesterday.
Yeah. So, I mean, both of my guys are out of it. I'm out of that pool.
Hideki's got a banged up neck, too.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out of that pool. I'm not in the running.
Nope.
Our pool right now, obviously Rory leading at 5 under. He tees off at 236 with Spieth and Tiger today. But Cakes has Rory, and he also has Mustin Lamas.
I do have both of those guys.
So
yes.
You have your top two guys right now
not
in the pool.
Not counting any chickens. Hey, I'm not getting ahead of myself.
Yeah. Hey, Drabby.
Long way to go.
Could you hedge yourself somehow and bet Tiger at this point? Drab, could he bet Tiger to miss the cut?
You can bet on the cut line.
Well, you could also bet on score.
Mm-hmm.
Because they set his score at 73. So you could bet 73 or better or 74 or worse. So might be something he wants to
No, but
to
can
have.
He bet? Make He can't make a bet on will he make or miss the cut now.
No.
That particular bet is off
they
the
don't,
book.
They don't offer that
They don't
after.
Offer it as it's going?
Correct.
I'm
pretty sure they don't.
I'm just going to take my medicine.
Yeah.
You are awfully quiet. Dude, were you watching this? Because for people that don't know, Drabby, of course, he's got the 10K that he's managing for his the P1. The
Silent Steve.
Yeah, his silent investor. And Drabby made 4K. Did you make 4K?
I made 4K.
You made 4K. Was it all from the Tiger bet?
No.
Most of it, though?
A lot of it I got back from the Tiger bet.
Yeah. And so you put $2,500 on him to make the cut this week. I'm glad I talked you down because you were going to do 4K.
I know. I got swept up in Tiger Mania.
Yeah.
I'm just stupid.
I wasn't feeling it this week. After the way I saw him at Augusta and knowing he hadn't played since then.
Yeah.
It was hard for me to get too excited.
I tried to tell Draft Frank Nobilo said he's going to miss the cut, and he goes, "Who's Frank Nobilo?" He only played on tour forever.
Right.
But yeah. And Steve Sands, he wasn't that high on him either. I don't know if Sands, he predicted a miscut.
No, he said he can't. You never
he's
can
the one
going
to win. But
yeah. I know. People were tweeting me yesterday, congratulations on picking Tom Hoagie. What a genius. And right. I go, you think I care about the $180 I'm going to win for Tom Hoagie?
Nope.
All right.
Down 2,500 with dumb Tiger bet.
It's not over. You're acting like it's over. Why it's are you not throwing over. In the towel?
Because we need vintage Tiger, and if he sucks on a Thursday, it's only going to get worse.
He's going to be gimping around today.
Yeah.
He might start off okay, but yesterday he was 2-under through 5 or 6, and then he had 7 bogeys.
Yeah, so but that's, a lot of that's
I kind of predict that again today.
Yeah. I don't know.
I am pulling for you,
Brad. He needs to play more.
I want you to make that money.
Are you
going to
sit around
that bet?
Are you going to sit around and watch every shot?
No.
Oh, you're just like you're going to check at the end of the day?
When your team's getting blown out, you turn the game off.
Right, right.
That's what I will do.
Do you have like a good luck meal or like good luck food that you can prepare
while you're
watching it?
No, you're writing it off.
I'm pretty much writing it off. So I basically need a miracle.
What time does he tee off? 2:15?
2:36.
So you're going to check at 3 o'clock, you're going to check to see where he's at.
I will check when I wake up from my nap.
What time is your normal nap? 2?
On a Friday, 3 o'clock.
3 p.m. Yeah. Till?
5.
5.
Yeah. So you're going to do a 2-hour slobber knocker.
He'll be on like number 8 or 9 or maybe 10.
And then you're going to grab your phone right away and see where he is.
Hey, I'll buy 200 of it from you for 3-to-1 odds.
Oh, you won't sell a piece of it to him?
Yeah, sell it off.
Sell off part of your debt.
No. I'm going down with the ship.
Yeah, you seemed down, though.
You've lost a lot.
I'll say this. If Tiger makes the cut and Tom Hoagie wins, I will buy everyone hoagies on Tuesday. All right?
It's Hoagie
we'll have a nice
Fest.
Lunch.
It's Hoagie Fest from Drab.
What if just Hoagie wins? No?
No, my entire winning.
You need the double dip. I understand.
It's got Hoagie from where? Firehouse?
Wherever.
Firehouse. Yeah,
Jersey Mike's.
I went to Firehouse yesterday.
Jersey Mike's get sized. That would be hilarious.
All right. So is there any, Valdez, when you look at the leaderboard, is there anybody here that you're looking at that could creep in? You know, Haney's key is, he says, statistically, 85% of the time, your winner is
top 10
by Monday, by the first round.
Right. Well, I mean, you got big names, Cam Smith and Schauffele and, you know, Joaquin Niemann and Fitzpatrick. We already talked about JT, Zalatoris. I mean, you got some big names
Zalatoris,
in the top 10.
Zalatoris, he gives very little shot because he says he's statistically, literally, the worst putter on tour.
Yes, but the greens are running a 10 right now.
He's the cakes of the PGA Tour. Terrible putter.
So it's easy for him to punt on these
events. He says he has a huge yip in his stroke that he says he can't even watch.
I can relate.
Yeah.
I can relate.
Well, maybe he doesn't win, but he's certainly right there. I mean, 4-under, so.
It's hard to bet on a guy that's the worst putter on tour.
It's kind of difficult, yeah. I would agree.
Great ball striker, terrible putter.
Yeah.
Xander's there. Xander's right there.
Yep.
Is he going to get some of the wind? He tees off at 103. So he
tees off at 203 our time.
Oh, 203 our time.
You're looking at the
central time. The wind will be like at its lowest after 3 o'clock.
Okay.
So
the guys will have to deal with a little wind.
First couple holes, they'll have a little wind. But the wind is not as bad as it's right now. 35 to 40 mile an hour gust. And then what's weird is it's going to get super cold on the weekend in Tulsa after it being 95 right now. They're calling for a hail and rainstorms tonight in Tulsa.
And by the way, all that's coming our way because we already talked about the temps today, going to be in the low 90s, tomorrow mid 90s, Sunday probably high 80s, low 90s, but they're calling severe storms here Sunday. So all that stuff's coming in the Midwest, going to hit us this weekend.
When you need a pool in your backyard. Pool would come in handy.
It would, but we don't have one.
I don't have one either.
I thought there was a period of time where UNT were looking for houses and looking for one with a pool.
Always looking, always looking. I just haven't found anything. Believe me, we talk about it all the time.
But
I don't want to buy another house in this area. If I'm going to sell the house, it's because we're selling to move south. I might get a pool.
Well, why don't you just downsize here and then get a place down south, too, like as your vacation spot, as your part-time.
That's a little pricey there. All right, have two mortgages?
Whatever.
I did that for years. That ain't fun.
Not crazy about doubling down on mortgages.
No, I want to have one mortgage.
One mortgage is plenty.
All right. That's so everybody, you know, as far as the PGA Championship goes, root for Tiger, for Drabby, and I guess for Hoagie, too. So we could get on. I guess I'm now rooting for Drab.
You're rooting for Hoagie, and you're rooting for Tiger.
Right.
No.
Hey, you're rooting for that double.
Tiger's hog.
Yeah. I'd rather have my guys win than
a free sub.
I'd rather have $160.
Well, I already know my guys
than
are
a steak
done.
And cheese.
I already know my based on the Haney, my guys are done. They're out of the running.
Well, Cantlay's Dunsky. All right, he's 7 over. He's Dunsky.
All right, so who?
But I got Fitzpatrick still in the mix of 200.
So I'm going to cross out Cantlay on this list. I'm crossing
cross
out for Scheff. Hideki, cross out.
Yep.
Valdez is in the mix with Zally and Cam Smith. They're
correct.
Both in the mix.
Correct.
Hoagie and Rahm. What about Rahm? Where's he?
One over, two over, something like that.
Hold on. Looks
like
he'll make the cut. Valdez has?
Valdez
I have Zalatoris and Cam Smith.
Oh, Zalatoris. Okay, you called him Zally?
Zally, yeah. That's his nickname, right?
Okay.
Zally.
I don't know.
Those who are plugged into the PGA Tour, no.
Sure, cakes.
JP has Morikawa and old Vic Hovland. How's he looking?
Morikawa's like 2 over, and then I don't know what Victor is.
Thirsty Anna has Spieth and Lowry.
Lowry's even.
Spieth is 2 over, but of course he plays with Tiger today.
And Flakes is looking kind of good with Mustin Ramos and Rory.
Hey, Cakes, you know what you could do is test your curse and already crown Rory the winner.
I won't.
On Twitter.
Why would I curse myself from getting $160?
I don't know.
Bucks?
Well, I don't know. You do it to the Caps. Why not do it to yourself?
The Caps thing was unintentional. You think I intentionally cursed my guys? Put the hex on
them? Is there any chance this is a carryover? That one of the guys we drafted doesn't win. I think we have too many guys in the mix. I think Rory or Justin.
I mean, Xander could win.
Nobody picked him.
That's no one picked him. Did anyone pick Neiman?
Nope.
Nope.
No one picked Neiman.
Nope.
I would love if he won.
Neiman is.
I got him in another pool.
Oh, so then
I got him in slider.
So if nobody wins, then we
carry
have
over.
Massive carryover to the. Is it the U.S. Open or the Open that's next?
U.S. 30 US. Bucks.
Oh, big one. Just a big one.
And Mo will not be in it.
No, he will not.
I don't think he knows that yet.
All right. Don't forget, before the show is done, you're going to have a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Bill Burr. He is touring this summer and fall. He'll be at the Capital One Arena in September. Your chance to win tickets coming up before the show is over. Technically speaking, IT complexity sucks, but Software AG Government Solutions has the answer for you. They have a proven track record of modernizing complex and incompatible systems into simple, manageable, scalable IT enterprises. Trusted by the U.S. government and technology leaders, Software AG enables mission-critical solutions with the experience, reliability, and urgency that no one else has. Complex IT simplified. Learn more at softwareaggov.com. That's softwareaggov.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time for the Nats Smoothie Player of the Week, served up fresh every Friday by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. There's a relatively new one in the Aspen Hill Shopping Center. That's my go-to spot. Catcher K-Bear Ruiz had himself a day against the Marlins on Wednesday. He went 3-for-3 with a double, RBI, and two walks in his last seven games. Ruiz is hitting .348. With a .483 on base percentage. That's brought to you by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. They've partnered with the Nats to bring you the Nats Berry Crush Smoothie. That's a delish blend of strawberries and cranberries. Order ahead online for carryout or try curbside pickup or delivery at over 70 DMV locations. Tropical Smoothie Cafe, the official smoothie of the Washington Nationals.
All right, so today, a lot of PGA. Are you guys taking a nap? No, I know Cakes probably will. Bickle, you will not take a nap during the PGA Championship second round.
I'll just kind of doze off during the round. Like, I'll be on my couch.
Okay.
But I got to do some.
Tiger tees it, you're good.
Usually good, but, you know, especially when he starts flailing.
Yeah, then you'll be out.
No, I mean, I'll watch it, but my eyes might close. But I got to go run. I got to go to Costco today, Cakes.
A Costco run on
I gotta
a Friday?
I got to make a Costco run. Yeah, I got to pick up a prescription. And then I got to go to CVS because we use both pharmacies. I got to pick up something there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will settle in and watch the golf.
Are you going to do other shopping at Costco or just pick up the script?
You know what I would do? I think the samples are back, right?
Samples are back.
I might make one trip around.
You're going to be around tripper?
Anything good.
So you're going to clog up the aisles for everybody else that's trying to just do their regular shopping bit at Costco?
I'm not going to be pushing a cart or anything. I'm just going to walk by. Have you ever done that? And just walk? I've literally just gone into Costco, get the samples, and then basically considered that lunch.
That's such bottom feeder behavior. That's so nubby.
I'm so bitter at Wheaton Plaza, which is the closest Costco.
Yes.
Wheaton Mall, whatever they call it. Panera's gone.
Panera's done?
Panera's done. I was walking all around looking for it, and then I went outside and I saw they took the sign off the building. It's gone.
Mm.
What happened to Panera?
The last time I went to Panera.
There's still one near my house.
They either misunderstood my order or they're not good with portion control in a good way for the consumer. Because I did what I always do at Panera, you pick two, which is generally half of a sandwich and then a half salad. Serving of salad or soup, like a cup of soup. So I did half, what I thought was half of a flatbread pizza and a Caesar salad. I go to the counter to pick it up. The flatbread pizza was literally this big.
Oh, silly.
I was like, well, that's clearly a whole flatbread pizza. And a salad as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, I thought I'd get half the pizza,
maybe
half
that's
the
a
salad.
Hack. Maybe they don't have a half pizza, really, and you just...
Maybe that's a silly end around.
You found a loophole.
Maybe I did.
By the
it's
way...
It's possible.
I did see an ad yesterday, Drabby, for Mexican pizza.
Oh.
Yeah, it's out.
It's out.
It's out.
Back.
Taco Bell.
Is it improved? New and improved? Or is it the same?
I heard people complaining that it's expensive. Like $4 now.
Oh, is it? Everything's expensive.
I know.
And it just is what it is.
Yep.
I would guess it tastes the same. Are you gonna go there for your Friday lunch?
Ooh, that's a good. That's a good idea.
Sounds yummy.
Do they have a Taco Bell at the food court at Wheaton Plaza?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
I'd try to eat a little healthier.
Now, if you go to Costco, you could go in and get your silly, like, giant hot dog and I think a drink for like $1.50.
Oh, I never. There's always a line at all.
Or you just get a big, gigantic slice of pizza as big as my
head. How is the pizza? How is the Costco pizza?
It's pretty good.
It's pretty solid.
Yeah.
It's crunchy, though, right? I mean, it looks like it's thick.
No, it's not crunchy.
It's not crunchy.
No, it's not real thick. It's just big. It's the big slice.
Is it good?
It's good.
Do you guys like it?
It's not the best pizza on the planet, but it's, for the price especially, very good.
Dude, at that Costco, there's a million people always in line for the food.
Of course there are. You know why?
Because it's cheap.
Because they're good values.
I think people go there and they eat there on the regular.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
Go in there and buy some toilet paper and get yourself a dog or a pizza.
They get their meals there. I asked Drabby what he's doing this weekend. He said he's basically just going to stay inside because it's so hot.
It's going to be
so hot. They
don't
want to take the kids out. Right. So he's going to be stuck with two 1-year-olds running
inside,
around like crazy. Twins.
Probably should.
Hyper.
Yeah.
Right?
Not looking forward to this weekend.
Try and take them out a little
you
bit
need
just
to
kind of wear
you
them
need
out.
To take them out.
You'll wear them out a little bit.
You got to let them run around. You can't
maybe
just
in
be,
the morning.
You can't just be bottled up in the house
find some
all
shade
day.
Now, spots,
not at one or
talking
two.
About them like they're puppies.
Right.
Well, yeah, kind of.
Take your puppies out, wear them out a little bit.
You used to go to the deli or whatever. You used to do like that.
I love delis.
That farmer's market.
Delis are great.
What were you doing?
He was selling sausage.
Yeah,
Manassas he's a sausage king.
But you don't do that anymore. Since the kids came,
it's daddy daycare on Saturdays.
I do like sausage.
It does sound miserable of just being cooped up in the house for 3 straight days, basically.
It's you know,
watch your 2,500 light on fire today.
Yeah. No tiger. No breeze. It's going to be miserable.
Just hot and sticky.
Stock market will probably be down again.
Valdez has got a funeral this weekend. That's going to be a big downer.
Yeah, was it? Well, I'm playing rendition Saturday morning with
my
dad and my brother.
True.
And then you're going to the funeral?
The funeral's Monday.
Oh, funeral's
no, but
Monday.
Saturday they have like a
no. So
Sunday they have like
Sunday
a,
Sunday at 2:00. There's like a family lunch get together and everything because people are in town
and celebrate and
yeah celebration
life.
Of life type thing.
Crustaceans or is it going to be a little
now? Well, there was a email that was sent out saying that if you want crabs, let us know now because you got to put the order in.
I saw a very disturbing headline for you. I think it was on the Fox 5 News while I was walking out towards the bathroom. Blue crab population low.
Oh really?
Numbers I did see that.
That's
scant.
Not good.
They look a little scant. Mm.
That means
that doesn't help prices.
That
maybe that's why. Maybe that's why they were $85 for a dozen.
Maybe that was why.
That
is that
crazy.
What it is?
Yeah, that's going right now.
Oh, you know what? Screw it. It's not worth it.
Hey, you can always call my cousin Will.
I have before
down in St. Michael's, Oxford. He can get. He's a crabber. He's a waterman.
Now, how far do you have to drive to get said crabs?
He's done it before.
I've done it.
So how far is that drive?
It's just over the bridge.
Just over the bridge?
Well, not just over the bridge, but...
Just over the bridge, like... Are
plus
we talking
20
like,
minutes?
Like where those outlets are or used to be, like where Queenstown
that's
is?
That's just over the bridge.
Yeah. It's pretty close to that.
Okay.
Near Trap.
You know where Hogneck Golf Course is?
Is that still up and running?
Yeah.
It's still operational.
It's right. Mm-hmm. It's basically right there, right near the Easton Airport.
Now, okay. If it's $85 or whatever, is it going rate for a dozen? How much will Willie give it to me for?
I don't know. I'm sure Will's going to hear this and text me. I have no idea. I don't know what the VIP friends and family rate would be.
Right.
Like maybe half.
It wouldn't be $85. I know
maybe
that.
Like half.
Maybe. Or he might just.
But you're not driving.
He might just hook them.
Just free.
You're not driving all the way over there just for a dozen. You got to get like a half a bushel.
Yeah, you
got to
get a bushel.
Right?
Or a
bushel. But like if we do that, we were getting a bushel or 2 bushels.
When we would order a bushel back in college, what was it like $100? Like what was a bushel of crabs back in?
That
the
was back in the '90s. So
I know,
probably yeah.
Back in the day, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean it was like about 100. What is a bushel now? Like 500?
No.
How many dozens are in a bushel? Like
bushels
four?
Basically be the bushels, stack of commercials about, every yeah. after the show.
Cakes has a bushel of spots to
it's
read.
A bushel of crabs. Yeah, right here in my
I get
hand.
So bitter that you have a bushel.
Well, I think part of
I
the
got
bushel
half
is,
a crab leg.
I think part of the bushel is double or triple dipping. So I don't know if I'm getting paid for every page.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I am. I hope that's the case.
All right.
That would be nice.
All
probably
right.
won't
well,
happen.
Nobody else has anything good going on. Do you have anything good? You have nothing good?
Not really. I mean, the weather's going to dictate everything, and it's going to suck.
I'm going to be streaming golf during a celebration of life. Hopefully I'm doing a celebration of Tiger.
Yeah.
Well, you could good do luck that. On that.
That's and a thing. You could go to the dinner and just have it on your phone, no volume, right? Do you have any other side action going?
No, just our pool. Just our and pool. Then the Slider Cup pool.
The Slider Cup
pool, right. Who do you have in that?
Lowry and Morikawa.
All right, so you're in the mix.
All right, we're gonna
Lowry's
hook up,
one under.
Hook up caller number 10 right now, right at the end of the show, 800-636-1067. You're going to get a pair of tickets before you can buy them to Bill Burr's Slight Return Tour at Capital One Arena. Bill's playing the big rooms at September 15th, courtesy of Live Nation. You can buy your tickets this Friday, like in about 7 minutes at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com, but you can win them before you buy them if you're caller number 10.
You can't see Top Gun this weekend, right? It's next weekend. He didn't have anything really good for this weekend?
No, because the movie theaters, the studios, they hold out until Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you could make a killing this weekend.
Out, like Valdez is holding out, treating the bottom part of his body like an amusement park until, you know, until grandma's more settled in heaven.
Have you, is still on that same deal?
Same path?
You haven't, yeah.
Yes.
You didn't break?
No, no
you
breaking.
Fold?
No folding.
That's
you didn't,
good.
Pull, you
that's,
didn't pull a Kramer and say contest is over.
No, I'm out.
That's remarkable discipline by you, Valdez.
Thank you.
That's pretty amazing.
Makes me question his testosterone, yeah. To be honest with you.
Justin Thomas just birdie. He's tied with Rory.
Oh, size. No. I've got both of those guys.
It's going to be good.
We will see you Monday. Be Mitch and Finley next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.